Actor Sean Penn will speak at UAlbany's Writers Institute Friday amid national backlash over comments he made about the Me Too movement. Sean Penn is a 2-time Best Actor Oscar winner, first for Mystic River and the second for his portrayal of UAlbany alum Harvey Milk in Milk. Penn will be on stage Friday night at Page Hall on UAlbany's downtown campus to talk about his debut novel, Bob Honey Who Just Do Stuff, described as the tale of an odd job man who kills off the weak and sick as part of a secret contract with the government. Paul Grondahl, director of the New York State Writers Institute, says the 58-year-old actor's portrayal of Milk, an early gay rights activist in San Francisco, was one component that led to extending Penn an invitation.
Harvey Milk is an iconic figure in the gay rights movement. We're very proud that he's a University of Albany alumnus, and we have showed screenings of Milk on campus for students, and we did one, a public screening down at Page Hall. So that's clearly one of the reasons why we invited him, but also because he's written a really interesting and challenging novel, and he's one of the great actors of his generation or any generation, and now that he's chosen to move into the literary arts kind of interests us.
Penn has appeared in more than 50 films and is also a director and humanitarian, but he has reportedly had darker days too. The tabloids portrayed him as violent, especially toward his ex-wife Madonna during their marriage in the 1980s. In 2006, Penn received the Christopher Reeve First Amendment Award from the Creative Coalition for his commitment to free speech. Penn recently exercised that right on national television, telling an interviewer he feels much of the spirit of the Me Too movement is to divide men and women. He's since been ardently criticized on social media. UAlbany freshman Liv Vecchio called Penn and UAlbany out on Twitter.
I feel like bringing these ideas and a culture of domestic violence and like silencing victims, as Sean Penn's trying to do, I feel like that's not a good thing for our school community, especially when so many sexual assaults happen on campus and they go either unreported because victims are scared or they go completely unnoticed because the school does nothing about it. I feel like it's just ridiculous.
Grondahl acknowledges grumbling from some students, but feels that in the interest of free speech, there is value to hearing out a controversial figure like Penn.
I won't defend Sean Penn on anything he's done, whether it's with dictators or what he said most recently about the Me Too movement. He doesn't need me to defend him. He's a fiercely independent, iconoclastic figure in his own right, and he can stand on his own. As for the students, you know, we are a university. The whole point we're here is to display a wide and diverse range of opinions and experiences. Our student population is the most diverse it's ever been in almost 175-year history of this university. We relish the opportunity to share in a civil, sometimes, you know, contentious dialogue, but also to give everyone the chance to speak.
There's been some talk among students about boycotting Penn's appearance. Again, Vecchio.
I know that he's coming to promote his book, but I feel like the comments that he made will come into play, especially because they're made so recently. But I feel like if Albany wants to shut down the culture of sexual assault in colleges, they wouldn't allow him to come speak.
Grondahl says Penn is just one of many speakers who will bring diversity, variety, and energy to the Writers Institute fall schedule. There's more about the Writers Institute at WAMC.org. The Friday 7:30 p.m. event is free and open to the public. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.